gives us hope, and hope makes not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given us. And we're doing, you know, we're hope with help. Faith is the substance of things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. So by faith, we believe. Amen? It's kind of interesting the way the kingdom of heaven operates. And God has a system. And if we get into his system, we get into blessings. But the problem is we tried to bring God into our system instead of getting into his system. God's system is this. When you're asking for something, you believe that you're going to get it, and you'll get it. If you ask for something you don't think you're going to get it, guess what? Most likely not. You know, it's just like in our words that we speak, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. So we have the power with the words. Our words have power. Amen? So tonight, in Romans chapter 15, verse number 13, the Word of God says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Boy, that's got some fullness there, doesn't it? That you may abound in hope through the power of what? Through the power of what? Am I talking to myself or is anybody else here? By the power of what? In other words, the Lord wants you to speak. God, the Lord wants you to open your mouth and acknowledge things and give him credit and honor. Amen. Praise God. Everybody good? Everybody happy? Amen. You know, we just sang songs about being thankful and grateful. Amen. You know, and it's just like them songs. If we just go, blah, 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 and it's not coming from my heart, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You know? Are you truly thankful? And if you sing that song and you truly mean it with your heart, God inhabits your praise. Amen? And you know what? He's here because you're here. So first we're going to talk about he filled us with his pleasure. With his pleasure. How many know that God wants us to prosper? Amen. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So tonight, in Psalms 35, verse 27, the psalmist says this. He says, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which have pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. Amen? Amen. It's his pleasure for you to prosper. Amen? I'm thankful for that. I'm grateful for that. It's also the position. The position. To position us. You know, the Bible says we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, far above all principality and all power and every name named in heaven and earth. Amen? So he seated us in that place that it's his pleasure to put us into position. In Luke chapter 12, verse 31, Jesus said this. He said, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Amen? I don't know about you, but that excites me. Amen? That what excites me is when I'm going through something and things don't seem to be going the way I wanted them to or expected them to, that what I'm doing for the kingdom of God is not in vain. Amen? God will accomplish everything he set out to do. One of the things that God wants us to understand as his children is his time is not our time, but he's always on time. He's never late. And so many times we want the answers in our time, and we have to depend on God's time. And we have to understand that his time is perfect. And if I believe God's word, where he says, "And all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose," and I'm called according to his purpose, I know that everything that I'm going through right now is for my benefit. Some things I'm going through right now, even as pastor, I don't like it whatsoever. Amen? But by faith, this too shall pass. So in other words, when something's in front of me that's trying to deter me, I have to look past it to the promise. Because all the promises of God in him are yes and amen. God's going to do everything he said he was going to do. Amen? You know, that's why he tells us in his word, that's why we need to catch a vision for our life. We need to catch a vision for our ministry. We need to catch a vision for our families. You know, the Bible says without vision, the people perish or they die because they're not driving towards something or moving towards something. Amen? I don't know about you, but I used to be a motivator, a motivation speaker, a motivational speaker and a motivator. And I would encourage people to set goals and to reach goals and to move towards the thing. And it was all practice for the kingdom of God. It was all biblical. I just didn't know I was remembering things when I was a child because I was raised as a child and God's word, and I ran away from God, but all that stuff was still in there. And even the things that I was applying in the natural was still from the spiritual, was buried in the seed that was still inside of me. Amen? That's why he says to you and I and these children in here, he says, train them up as a child, and they will not depart from it. It doesn't mean the word won't depart from them. They might depart for a season, but the word will hang in there. Amen? Praise God. Amen? So he speaks to me about he's to perform. In 2 Thessalonians, the Apostle Paul, writing to the church at Thessalonica, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse number 11, the Apostle Paul says, "Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness in the work of faith with power." Boy, isn't that a deep statement? Let me read that again. "Wherefore also we pray always for you," take it for yourself, "that our God would count you worthy of this calling, that you're called by God, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness in the work of faith with power, that the name of the Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and ye in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ." Amen? So what is he saying here? It's his pleasure for you and I to prosper. He's put us in a position, and that we're in a position to perform. Amen? "He that's begun a good work in us is faithful to perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." He never starts something he doesn't finish. Amen? I don't know about you, but we're all a work in progress, aren't we? Amen? Amen? I'm thankful for God's mercy and his grace. I'm thankful for his love. I'm thankful for each and every one of you. I'm thankful for your faith and the measure of faith that each and every one of you have, because everyone in the room has a measure of faith. Some faith is larger than other faith, but it doesn't matter. Everybody has a measure. Amen? And I don't know about you, but if I took a measuring cup and I needed to fill the measuring cup and I only had this part, but I needed the whole thing to accomplish what I want to bake or what I want to cook, I'm not a chef or anything. I would want all them other parts working together. And that's what God wants us. He's given us all a measure of faith, and he wants us all working together. But the devil wants us to look at our differences instead of what we have alike, so we won't work together. Did you see the way they looked at me? Did you see what they said to me? Did you see the way they acted towards me? Who's saying that? The devil's saying it, man. Come on. Amen? He was to steal, kill, and destroy. And God's come to give life. We united, we stand, divided, we fall, right? So first we have that, and then we're filled with his peace with his peace. His kingdom. In Romans chapter 14, the Bible says the kingdom of God is not in meat or drink. Let's see, 14:17, excuse me. For the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but it's in righteousness and peace and joy and the Holy Ghost. Remember, the joy comes from the Spirit of God. And if we're trying to find all of our joy in the natural, in the kingdom of God, we're going to be disappointed. When we come together to praise and worship the Lord, if we're judging things by the way someone sings or the way someone responds, it doesn't matter what your voice is like. Listen to me. I know there's musicians and there are artists that have gifts of singing and musicians and they're all blessed with God. That's fine. But he tells me in his word to make a joyful noise. And some are noisier than others. I'm a noisy guy. I'm noisy and I'm loud, but I'm noisy, but I'm an oiled machine. Amen? The oil is of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. You know, and he's telling us is that the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink or the natural, but it's in righteousness and peace. And I get my peace from joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen? So we look at that. Secondly, we're looking at his knowledge, and Isaiah 26, verse number 3. The Word of God says, that will keep him in perfect peace. Who? Whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. We always use that, the Proverbs, trust the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding, all your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. So we find that the kingdom is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy of the Holy Ghost. His knowledge is trusting in him, and the perfect peace will keep us. Amen. Come Sunday night, that's the fruit of the Spirit I'm speaking on Sunday night. Peace. And then we have the kindness. In Philippians chapter 4, I think this is where the church is really missing a lot. They think that they're sharing love, but they don't have to be kind. God's called us to be kind to one another and love one another. So, you know, we're to be gentle and with one another and try to have compassion on one another. The Word of God says in Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. But then he says, you got to change the way you think. And verse 8, he says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Amen? In other words, if my thoughts are already negative, I'm going to get a negative outcome. God is not mocked. Whatsoever we sow, we reap. Amen? So God's saying, hey, we're called to filled with his peace because we're following his kingdom and his knowledge. And one of the greatest things is kindness. Amen? Amen? God wants us to change our minder and be kinder. Corny. Seek him and you will find her. For you single guys. Hallelujah. That's right. Amen. Thirdly, what I have here is this is all given to us by filled with His power. His power. It's all by the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the Bible says in Acts 1:8, we need to open up. He says, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. A witness has to open his mouth. A witness has to open his mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Amen. 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 Recognize that it's His power working in us and through us to reach others. Amen. How many know that God loves you so much, but He loves everyone else too? Amen. Amen. How many that God wants as many with Him as He can take? Amen. Amen. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. Amen. I saw where that word of God says, the Lord is not slack concerning His promises, like some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us. We're not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. Amen. I serve a loving God that's so kind, amen, and so loving, you know. And you know, when we operate and move in the fruit of the Spirit, we're operating as just like the Lord, and we're His children. We're in His image. We're created in His image. So we have that. We have the to open up our mouths. Hallelujah. And we also have to overcome, His power to overcome. And 1 John 2. Verse number 13. The beloved says, I write unto you, fathers, because you have known Him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known Him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. We've overcome him how? By the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of our testimony, what are we speaking? What's coming out of our mouth? Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. We have to speak words of life. Amen? Amen? I was going to bring up something, but you're going to have to wait until Sunday. I think the Lord told me I have to wait till Sunday to bring that. So, yeah, never mind. Thirdly is to operate. And 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we're talking about the Holy Spirit, right? The Apostle Paul said it like this. He said in verse 4, he says, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Amen? So what is the Lord saying to us through our scripture tonight? He said, now the God of hope fill you with joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. You're filled with His pleasure to prosper your position to perform. You're filled with His peace, His kingdom, His knowledge, and His kindness. You're filled with His power to open up, to overcome, and to operate under the anointing of God. I don't know about you, but that's pretty encouraging, isn't it? Amen? So he says, to close this, he says this, it pleased the Father to bring you pleasure with His peace by His mighty power. Simple as that. Are we all in agreement? Faith is the substance of things we're hoping for, the evidence of things not seen. We all have hope. We all have help. God's given us a helper. He's given us an advocate. He's given us a friend. We're not in this alone. God gave us the Holy Spirit, but he gave us one another also. Amen. And what did he say to all of us tonight? He said he wanted you to get in your heart an understanding that everybody in the room has a measure of faith, and your measure is valuable and it's important. It's important to me. It's important to each other. It's important to him. Amen. And I value you. And I value your part. Your part is needed and appreciated. Amen. So as we're in this Thanksgiving holiday, let's just all stand up and we're going to just thank the Lord. Can we just all slip our hands to heaven? Father, I thank you, Father God, for every man and woman that's in this room tonight and every child, Father God. Father, I pray that you open up the windows of heaven and pour them out blessings where there's not even room to bear, Father God. Father, I thank you, Lord Father, that you're opening some doors. I see in the Spirit there's been some closed doors that you've been trying to open up, and the Lord says he's getting ready to open that door. But he says when he opens that door, you're not going to see everything that you've been longing for and looking for. As he opens that door, he says, by faith, I want you to step through it. I will speak to your heart. I will affirm it in your spirit. But he says, when I call you, just answer me and say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father God, you've called me, you've anointed me, and you've appointed me for such a time as now. So, Father God, I cast all of my cares upon you tonight, for I know that you care for me. I thank you that you give your beloved rest. I thank you, Father God, that for the peace of God that submits every bit of understanding that guards our hearts and minds through Christ. I thank you for the call of God that's irrevocable. I thank you for the anointing that's upon us to destroy every yoke. I thank you for authority that's rising up inside of us, recognizing who we are in you, that we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus that gives us strength. So, Lord, I thank you for each and every one. I pray for a portion, a fresh portion of your anointing to be upon them, Father God. Blessings to flow in them and through them in Jesus' name. Father God, may the joy of the Lord be their strength. May they be happy. May we have a happy, good Holy Ghost time downstairs as we're having potatoes. Father God, bless the food, bless the time together, and bless each and every one. And we'll never cease to give you all the glory and honor and praise. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.